USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is hinting there may be more interest rate hikes in the near future. In the minutes from its June meeting, the Fed says an increase of up to 0.75 percentage point this month would likely be appropriate. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are reacting to reports of the Highland Park July 4th shooter confessing to police that he contemplated a second shooting in their city. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the FBI contacted MPD on the evening of July 4th after the Illinois shooting to request mobilization of a SWAT team under the pretense that the suspect was in the area.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
President Biden is back at the White House after spending some time in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday. The president highlighting pension relief, which was part of the massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year. Speaking in front of a group of union workers, Biden insisting the American middle class exists because of strong labor unions. Law enforcement officials announcing they arrested two individuals who they believe were planning a mass shooting in a city after receiving a tip from a caller who overheard their alleged plans. Richmond, Virginia Police Chief Gerald Smith telling reporters investigators wasted little time in acting on the tip.
Men and women of the 2nd Precinct began an investigation along with Homeland Security and our special investigations team. Went over to the 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue here in the city of Richmond to begin their investigation. Once inside that residence, they saw evidence in plain view that corroborated the hero witness's statement.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two police officers are recovering after being shot during a fireworks show in Philadelphia on Monday. Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Frank Van Orr says Officer Sergio Diggs was returning from tossing his trash when he felt an object hit his hat.
He stumbles, all right, and some of the officers notice. They don't know what's wrong because no one has reported hearing a gunshot at this point. So this is just before the fireworks, almost simultaneously, because about a minute or two later, the fireworks start.
He says someone quickly noticed he was bleeding. Chief Van Orr says that nearby Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy John Foster was then hit in the shoulder. Philadelphia police share that two police officers are now recovering at home. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced he's suspending a Maryland rule that required applicants for concealed carry permits to justify their reasons for carrying a gun. The decision comes after the Supreme Court ruled against a similar restriction in New York. A Connecticut cancer patient now has COVID-19 for more than a year. A new study from researchers at Yale University say the unidentified man in his 60s still tests positive for the virus 471 days after he was first infected. The study also found the man has evolved at least three distinct lineages of the virus in his bloodstream. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.